My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. This is Laura. Today's tip is to plan your weeks on Fridays. So this will probably not surprise you, but I like to plan. Okay, fine. I love to plan. There is nothing I like more than sitting down to plan what I'm going to do with myself, what my family members are going to do with themselves. Shockingly, my family members don't always go along with these plans. Imagine that. Must be fun to be married to or parented by me. Anyway, just because you're planning doesn't mean you're doing it in the most effective way. A few years ago, I made a change in how I plan that has really made a difference in my life and might be helpful for you as well. So to start my story, a long, long time ago, I read the late Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's really a great book if you haven't read it. He talks about planning your life in weeks, and I think this is really smart. Weeks are the cycle of life as we actually live it, not days. I mean, what's a typical day for you? Is it Tuesday or is it Saturday? They both occur just as often, and they both have the same number of hours, but I'm guessing they look pretty different for you. Weeks give you an accurate picture. So after reading 7 Habits, I started sitting down on Sunday evenings and planning the upcoming week. Then, a few years after that, I got the chance to interview David Allen. A lot of listeners of this podcast probably know him as the author of Getting Things Done. That's also a great book. I mentioned my Sunday planning to him, and he told me that a lot of his clients reviewed and planned their weeks on Fridays. So I decided to try Fridays, and specifically, Friday afternoons. I'm a big fan of this switch. Sunday planning is great, but Friday afternoon is even better. Here's why. First, I don't know about you, but Friday afternoon is not exactly my peak productivity time. I am usually doing nothing of consequence by Friday afternoon. I am sliding into the weekend, I am not answering my phone, I am hiding out so no one can find me. It is really hard to start anything new on Friday afternoon. But I can usually summon the energy to think about what future me should be doing. And by taking a few minutes on Friday afternoon to plan the week ahead, I turn what would have been wasted time into some of my most productive minutes of the week. Friday planning also gives me better weekends in two ways. First, even if you love your job, you can always feel a little bit of Sunday trepidation. You know what this is. There's like an avalanche of work waiting for you on Monday, but you don't know exactly what or know how you're going to deal with it. If you make a plan on Sunday night, well, you've spent much of the weekend cohabitating with that sense of unease. If you plan Monday morning on Friday, though, well, you've got a plan, so you don't have to spend your weekend worrying about it. And just as a side note, if this plan involves meeting with people, making your plan on Friday means that you can call or email them. They're probably still at their desks, so they'll respond, which might not be the case if you try and get in touch with them on Sunday night. Second, if you haven't thought about your weekend, Friday planning gives you a chance to call friends, make reservations, buy tickets, whatever you need to do. This vastly increases the chances that your weekends are awesome, rather than forgettable. So if you plan on Fridays, and I hope you will, just take a few minutes to think about the week ahead. Make yourself a short, 3-category priority list. Career, relationships, self. Making a 3-category list reminds us that you should put something in all 3 categories. It is pretty hard to make a three-category list and then leave one of the categories blank. So that right there is going to nudge you to have a more balanced life. But anyway, just a short list, 2 to 3 items in each. Look at the next week, see where they can go. Plan them in. Just like that, you're putting first things first in your life. I think Stephen Covey would approve of that. This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.